Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Yeah, it's that kind of morning. You think people don't want to see Hugh anymore because he blamed Jalen for the loss?
No, I'm not.
Oh, they're mad.
I don't care. I'm just saying that the offense has not blossomed. I know Kevin Petullo is not the greatest offensive coordinator, but I feel like there's a lot of blame to go around on this squad. I mean, hell, I don't care what they think about it.
No, good. You should stand on business.
Well, that's debatable.
215-592.
Not for real, Kevin.
94-94. All right. Speaking of saying things you might regret, let's hear from a couple Eagles after the game yesterday. Didn't love either of these. Let's start with Saquon Barkley. He had a lot to say. He struggled. I mean, he probably had his worst game of the season. When you factor in the fumble with 10 carries for 22 yards, man, a year ago, we were talking about Saquon Barkley as the MVP of the league. His numbers this year stink. And that fumble yesterday obviously did not help the situation. And then he said this after the game, and I didn't love it.
We made too many mistakes as a whole. Obviously, I had a mistake there. They wanted a little more. So you got to give hats off to them.
Hugh, I felt that watching it, but it's one of those things, maybe you keep that one to yourself. Does that one have to get out, that they wanted it more? I mean, can't escape the allegations this was a trap game if he's saying the Cowboys wanted it more.
Well, it's the Cowboys. This kind of plays into the whole, it's not that big a deal type situation as well. It's always a big deal when you play the Cowboys, baby. It is. It is what it is.
Well, you know, we had these guys in the locker room last week, so the rivalry's not really about us anymore.
Well, the Cowboys felt it because they played like that, man. This was a knockdown drag out in the first half. And then as the momentum shifted, I'm watching the game, they started doing the Cowboys, that is. Started doing something they didn't really have a whole lot of success doing. That was running straight up the gut. Mm. Like, they were just running straight up
Javonte
the gut.
Javonte Williams hit a bunch of those.
Yeah, they just running straight up the gut because they pounded you into submission. The defense was doing a great job setting the edge, you know, making them bounce it out when they did try to run outside because it was so stout in the middle. Then after a while, they just start being able to run in the middle.
So speaking of wanting it more, I saw a clip this morning. I didn't realize this. That, you know, when Gibson fumbled the punt return?
Yeah, I just saw that.
Did you see there was another highlight out there of Sidney Brown destroying a Cowboy on the punt coverage.
Yeah, he got up and ran.
It was the same guy.
Yeah, got up.
I mean, that speaks to want to.
Ran down the field. He was getting crushed. He got crushed twice.
And he got up and caused the fumble.
And somebody had that as their meme, like, you know, life knocks you down and you get up and you keep going. But for you to say that, that's telling, because as you watch the game and now we get more information, you see that, especially in the second half. They thought they rolled them Kelly Green helmets out there, man, and that was it. That speaks to me of arrogance. That's why, for me, nobody is above criticism in this.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback, the lineman, the running back, everybody gets flamed in this one because you can't allow that to happen. As a leader, you can't allow that to happen.
They took their foot off the gas.
Yeah.
I mean, in every way. And again, and there might be a few teams in the NFL, maybe the Raiders and whoever, like, you could take your foot off the gas up 21 and you kind of know it's over. The Cowboys are not good, but they're certainly not that bad. They have a top offense in the league, and the game's in a dome with 40 minutes to go. That was a joke. All right, so that I didn't love hearing that from Saquon, but maybe it's a glimpse behind the curtain. We also had this. A.J. Brown held court yesterday, and he did have a big day. You know, first quarter, he had almost 100 yards. He was everywhere. As the game went on, he didn't do as much, but the whole offense didn't. A.J., though, towards the end of his press availability, seemed, I don't know, a little too jolly for me after a loss. Here's AJ.
Yeah, well, the one that you hit the pylon.
That's on
What'd
me.
You think?
That's on me.
I was laughing. I was like, damn, you laughing at me?
No, I didn't get my feet down, you know. And like I said, it's simple, but, you know, it's something that we all have things in here to work on, you know. So I did the hard part. I just didn't do the easy part.
Scored,
yeah. I mean, so.
I don't need the giggles after a loss to the Cowboys.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, but that's what we are. We get mad at everything.
Well, hold on. That off the heels of him saying, I don't really care. You know, the rivalry is nothing to me.
I totally get it.
Yeah, it's all totally a big joke. It. Like, screw you, dude.
Well, no, I totally get it. Totally get it.
Why are we in a good mood after a loss? Because we got the football. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, they win the game. He doesn't get the ball, and he's stewing. After they lose the game, but he was a big part of the offense, you know, we're all laughs at the end there. Jason Avant, post-game show, NBC Sports Philadelphia. His thought on A.J. Brown.
It's funny that you see, like, we lost the game today. But his energy in a loss was better because he got the ball. So, and it's better in a loss than it is in a win when he doesn't get the ball. And that's something that A.J. Brown has to do, look in the mirror and come up with something. Because that right there is not the image that you want in a loss. It's not a good look. And this is me as a friend trying to show him, you know, because you can't always see yourself. But if your energy is smiling and cracking a joke or whatever it may be, not saying you have to be totally down, but have the same or worse energy in a loss.
Yeah. I mean, he's not lying. I mean, I felt when I saw it, there was a little bit of I told you so energy, you know.
What is the I told you so? I'm curious.
I know how you're looking at it. You're looking at, hey, I got my catches. That's all that matters. I looked at it more as – This is what I was talking about. The chickens came home to roost because we weren't good enough. But I totally get where you're coming from, because for you to be smiling in a situation like that after you lose to the Cowboys or laughing and giggling, that's not the place you want to be.
So multiple things could be true. I mean, ultimately, his thought on the offense may be the truth, that they're not good enough.
Yeah, but it doesn't. Most people are not going to – like when you lose the Cowboys, nobody's thinking about that.
Right.
They're looking at your giddiness and the great game that you had. And, yeah, I get it.
Also, there's a feeling, and I have it, that he cares more about his numbers than wins. And if he's going to be stewing after they win games because he didn't, you know, on games he doesn't do much, but giggling after a game where they lost, how does he run from those allegations? Like, how do I watch him this year and think he cares more about winning?
Oh no, he does not read the room well. I mean, I can say that about a few of these cats, but he definitely is one that he doesn't get it. And then when he does get the backlash, he's like, what did I do? That's exhibit A, exhibit B, C, D, E, whatever, however you want to call it. But that's what that is. But initially when I saw it, it was more like I looked at it like he felt vindicated for the way that he's felt over the last few weeks.
So the I told you so Douglas element of you.
No, I'm just
understood.
Saying.
Understood. I get
it. He's just looking himself in the shoes.
I get it.
Well, no, I'm just saying because there was a lot going on in that game.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I can't point to just one thing. Kevin Petullo is a part of it. If you want to say Nick Sirianni is a part of it as well.
He's the head coach.
He's
in charge.
Didn't say it to get you all riled
well,
up. And
I
the quarterback
am.
Is a part of it too. The quarterback is a part of it as well. Because this offense looks the same as it did when I first got here. Has not evolved. Has not done anything differently than what they've been
it's
doing.
It's gone backwards.
It has. Well, of course it has. They're worse.
No, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but it's just like I'm talking about as far as conceptually. I mean, I know we're talking about, you know, what they've been doing as far as the numbers and everything, but conceptually, it has not changed. It is still line up and go.
So let me ask you this, because we're doing the blame game thing, right? And you could point out players, quarterback, Sirianni, Petullo. How do you think Howie and Jeff are going to look at this when this thing is over? Let's say nothing changes. They're going to go to the playoffs. They might win a playoff game or two, but this doesn't look like an offense capable of winning the Super Bowl, right? So ultimately, it feels like, unless something changes, they're going to have a hard ceiling they're going to hit at some point, and this issue is going to cost them. What do you think the response is going to be from the front office? Are we going to
something got to give?
Okay, so let's go through that. Are we going to go on the coordinator carousel again? I keep coming back to this, and I know the Sirianni lovers out there get all upset when I say this. At some point, doesn't it feel like this doesn't make sense? Like they don't have an offense. They have the offense of the day based on the coordinator. So every year it changes. So my point is, at some point, if we keep doing the up, down, when we get a good one, they leave for a head coaching job. At some point, to Howie and Jeff say, we need some stability at the offense, and we have none.
You know what? And this is how I feel about it. And this is part of the reason why I'm kind of bullish on – I'm just going to throw it out there. I don't think that they feel Petullo as bad as we think he is.
They might not.
I mean, because he – number one, he's an in-house hire, right? He's been a part of this for the longest time. He's been here since the beginning. So I hear what everybody's saying, but it doesn't feel to me like they feel that's the issue.
Okay, so let's say they don't. I guess I'm trying to get at some point, we keep talking about common denominators. At some point, are they going to change a common denominator to change?
That's like, and again.
Well, there's three options.
You got the quarterback.
Yeah, it's three options. It's keep changing the coordinator every year. It's change the head coach, which I know comes with a lot of culture stuff, not just the offense, or change the quarterback.
That's the one that really I can't wrap my head around, because Jalen's a winning quarterback.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The winning quarterback, but when you talk about these offensive woes and the inability for this offense to evolve, I mean, I think he has a lot to do with that.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's talk to Tammy, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Tammy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Tammy, well, we've been better. Today's not that great.
Well, I called because at the beginning of the show, Joe, you said you can't get comfortable watching the Eagles game. I haven't been comfortable watching an Eagles game ever. I don't care if they're 21 points up and it's a two-minute warning. I don't trust them. I can't ever relax, ever.
Yeah, and Tammy, this particular team is making that even harder on you, I'm sure, because now this is twice. They did this against the Broncos, and now the Cowboys, where they're up, you know, 14, 21, you know, in deep.
Yeah, and you could breathe a little bit.
I know.
It feels pretty good.
Yeah.
You can go get a snack.
Can't get a snack with this team.
You can't. Mm-mm. You cannot.
Can't go get no snack.
And Tammy, the hard part is, and I know you say you can't be comfortable, but last year's team was such a good defense and running team that when they got a lead, you know, they had the kind of formula they could finish the game and make you feel like, all right, they're going to finish this strong. This year's team, it's like, uh-oh, I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the way.
Exactly. It's just too much.
Yeah,
you need medication to watch these games.
I need something.
Medicaid.
I need a couple drinks, something. Tammy, good phone call. We appreciate it. And I said that because when we go to the playoffs, I look at the NFC. I don't think there are bad teams that are going to make the playoffs. Maybe the seven seed is going to be kind of fugazi, but like Think about the top six seeds. Are we going to feel, let's say the Eagles have to play in the first round. Are we going to feel against anyone if they're up 10-0, the game is over? I'm not.
Nah.
We can't run the ball.
Especially with the way they've been playing lately. Nah. Nah. But they are defending Super Bowl champs.
No, yeah, Hugh.
I don't think anyone really cares about
it. No, and but that team doesn't exist anymore. Because last year's team, if they were up 21-0 on the Cowboys, it would have been 34-7 by the time it was over.
Yeah, they'd have put us, they'd attack us.
Of course they would have. Well, because Saquon would have just run past everyone to finish the game. You know, there's a lot of issues. The biggest thing that, and then I
you know what the irony is, Joe? I just thought about it.
What do you got?
Like, AJ probably was laughing because of, he foresaw the Saquon game and some of the stuff that Saquon did, maybe. Maybe that's why he was laughing.
He's laughing because he's...
Because Saquon,
now
like...
That feels reckless.
Well, it's just reckless speculation. It's Monday.
So, like, he foresaw that Saquon wasn't running.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't think he... Like, it's a difference between falling off and want to. Want to is different. You know, like, last year, I feel like...
Want to feels worse to me.
Well, want to... Is like, what when we talk about the guy that was on special teams that fell down and got up?
He had want to,
because it was something that was pointed out to me last night that Jason Avant said. How many times have you seen? And who was the other guy that we had on the show last year when we was in New Orleans? The quarterback.
We had Dan Orlovsky, Kurt Warner.
Yeah. Listening to them cats talking, he said, "Man, Saquon's not running as hard as he ran last year." I had a friend of mine, Kevin Johnson, played at Syracuse, played with me in Jacksonville. I remember we saw him. He was at Eagles training camp. And unsolicited, he said, we were sitting there, and he said, "Yo, Hugh, what's up? You know, Saquon ain't going to run like he ran last year." I said, "What you mean?" He's like, "Dude, he got that bread." He's like, the desire, he said, "He'll be fine, but that desire isn't there. That desire to prove people wrong isn't there." Saquon climbed the highest mountain you could possibly climb last year. Mm. You know, he came from a losing squad. You know, he got embarrassed on television, and he won the Super Bowl. He was the talk of the town as far. He was the resurgence, in my humble opinion, of running backs getting the props that they're getting. He was the resurgence of that. Him and Derrick Henry. But to me, more Saquon because of how he was on this run to the Super Bowl. And there was a couple plays where Dan Orlovsky pointed out that Saquon was getting tackled by one person. How many times have we seen Saquon get tackled by one person?
Not last year.
Not at all.
Not in the open field.
That's the want to. You know, and it was one play where he said he was to the flat and he ran out of bounds. Then it was one play where he said they needed a first down and it was a one-on-one and the dude tackled Saquon. A little bit different. A little bit different. And that's not me saying that Saquon has fallen off, but that desire might not be what it once was.
All right, so look, I've never played in the NFL, but I would imagine if you don't have that same juice, then you can't play as well. So
yeah, it's different. It's different when you don't have that
physical fall off, mental fall off. Either way, it's fall off, right?
Is fall off.
It's not the same. I mean, that's on the list of problems. It is. If you kind of dissect the Eagles last year versus this year, the biggest fundamental difference is they can't run the football, and that puts more pressure on the pass game, which I think can only be good in spurts. It puts more pressure on the defense, which stood up incredibly well against the Lions and Packers. But, I mean, that was not an easy task yesterday. I'm not mad at the defense. I mean, they were part of the blown lead, but, I mean, you're asking a lot out of them. Hey, pitch a shutout in Dallas. Did they get two stops in the red zone within the five, right? They got the four down stop late in the game. They got the pick early in the game. I know the stats say they got torched yesterday. I thought they did mostly a good job, and the offense hung them out to dry. Let's go to Terrence. What's up, Terrence?
Hugh, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
What's going
Terrence,
on, man?
What's up?
Hugh, you know you're my guy, Hugh.
But
we ain't going to do that today, Hugh, with it's Jalen Hurts.
First of all, Terrence, I'm going to let you cook. But I've said from the gate that it's not all on Jalen. But to sit here and think that Jalen doesn't have anything to do with this, I think it's ridiculous. The floor is yours.
He do, but I'm about to put in some key critical points to who the bigger culprits I think is. To me, I watched Kevin Petullo on that first touchdown that AJ scored. He's hopping around and jumping around like a little damn kid. Like, oh, we got AJ the ball. We got AJ the ball. Sit your ass down, bro. Because you caught a horrible game the rest of the game after halftime. I'm watching this guy jump around like an idiot, like he did something. Like a fanboy. Because he got AJ the ball. Like, bro, your calls were horrible the rest of the game. First off, they dicked themselves coming in the game wearing those Kelly Green jerseys like they're going to kill it, trying to be cute in Dallas. The Kelly Greens are for home Eagles. They're home jerseys. Where on that field did you see an Eagle on that football field? I saw a dollar star on that field. Didn't you guys see that?
I saw the star. I'm with you. Yes. Only saw the star. Yes, no guys. Eagle. No Eagle.
So right now, I told Kyle, and Kyle was like, don't really say that right now. We're fool's gold, guys. Uh-oh. We're fool's gold because the offense ain't consistent. It ain't been consistent all year. And to me, it ain't 23. But like you said earlier, Joe, our offense is like 23 right now. And I'm telling you right now, this little play offense that hasn't been good all year is going to cost us coming down the stretch of winning these playoff games. We haven't had a complete game all year. You know what I saw last night with the Rams when they got up 21? Guess what the final score was? Guess what it was? 34-7.
Yeah, well, you know what? Here's the reality, and I know people a couple weeks ago did not like when I said the Rams were a tier above the Eagles. The Rams are better than the Eagles right now. If they played right now, the Rams would beat them. I mean, that's now hopefully by the time we see them in January, we have fixed some things. But right now, there is no doubt in my mind the Rams are better than the Eagles. I mean, we just got to deal with it.
One more quick thing, Joe, and this is the other thing I was going to say. You know who's the other culprit on this team that last year they were controlling the clock? He was running hard. You just said it. Mr. Saquon Barkley, Mr. Madden, this year he stinks, man. He partied too much in the offseason and partied up in the Super Bowl.
Now we're recklessly speculating.
Oh, you started this.
He partied all year. And it's a little bit of Jalen. It's for too low, too. But these guys are a horrible finishing game. Saquon's been horrible all year. The fact of the matter is Saquon is not running hard. He's not opening up the offense, hitting these holes for the defense. He's not setting the pace for the offense. The defense is not even worried about Saquon no more. He's getting 2-3 yards a carry because he's not effective at all, guys. And I'm sorry, we're not winning a Super Bowl playing like this, guys. We're not. And the same thing that Dallas did to us, other teams are going to try to do it because it's fool's gold. Petullo, adept to the damn defense.
Figure it out. And Terrence, good phone call, boy. Got people on Saquon now.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, listen, man. If we are in... We're in a position, in a situation right now where we need somebody to blame. We got the pitchforks out.
Well, they blew it 21-0.
Yeah, and Petullo, to me, is the easy scapegoat.
So,
and you, like, for me personally, you got to step back and you got to look at everything. Now, again, I'm going to say it again. This is not all Jalen's fault, but he's a part of it. He's definitely a part of it. And the reason why I think he's a part of it is because when you look at this offense, you can close your eyes and you can show me any season for the last three that I've been here. And the offense has not evolved in that sense. When you have a dynamic team like this and you know you got squads that are watching your film, you got to put them little wrinkles in your offense, man. You have to throw those wrinkles in it. You might have a different formation. It might be the same play, but you run out of different formation. We don't do any of that. We're the only team that goes to the line of scrimmage that I see, and nobody really moves. No, there's not a whole lot of movement. There's not receivers moving around. There's none of that. We don't do any of that. We don't scheme anybody open for the most part. That's creative. Like, Jalen, I know this. A lot of times going into a game, the quarterback gets to pick the plays that he likes. Mm. Not saying it is all on Jalen because the Petullo has to still call them, but you lack creativity in what you're calling dialing up.
They do lack that.
And the one thing I do know, too, real quick, Joe, can't take a sack, 3rd and 2.
You cannot. You
can't take that.
Can't do it.
I could have made that play.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
No, today.
No, not this year, Douglas. 215-592-9494. We're playing the blame game today on a Monday after a brutal loss in Dallas. Let's hear from the quarterback on the other side on his worst moment of the game. And I thought a pretty damning comment about the offense and where they are right now. Your phone calls. Who you blaming the most, coaches or players, as the Eagles get embarrassed down in Dallas, blowing a 21-0 lead? Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.